You are now listening to
Radioactive.
I make you weak at the worst of all times. I keep you safe, I keep you fine. I make your hands sweat and your heart grow cold. I visit the weak, but seldom the bold. What am I?
The answer is fear. My name is April Reyes.
And my name is Amy Steyer.
And we are part of the Radioactive Internship at KUOW for NPR.
We are youth journalists that are learning to produce stories for the radio. This is our first podcast. Today we'll be discussing all things creepy and disturbing.
I wonder what people's biggest fears are.
Well, there's a survey from Chapman University called Domains of Fear. A random sample of around 1,000 American adults were asked what their levels of fear were on a variety of topics ranging from crime, the government, disasters, personal anxieties, technology, and many others.
In this survey, they listed the top 10 fears, with government corruption being the greatest.
Man, as young adults, we have a lot to be afraid about other than monsters hiding under our bed. April, what's your biggest fear?
The first thing that pops into my mind is the ocean. I can't swim to save my life. Literally, the ocean is a humongous thing that covers a lot of the earth. No one truly knows what's under it. Plus, the ocean pulls you in, and there's a point where if you get pulled in too far out and you keep swimming, you'll just get stuck, and then you'll get tired and eventually drown. So, no thanks. I'd rather stick to kiddie pools if I'm tall enough.
Yikes. Well, for me, my biggest fear at the moment is the possibility of Donald Trump becoming our next president.
I feel like I'd choose the ocean over Trump any day.
Hey, well, at least you wouldn't be drowning in stupidity.
We've talked about realistic fears, but let's talk about the unrealistic ones. Amy, what's the scariest nightmare you ever had?
Well, it doesn't sound scary, but in the dream I was terrified. There was this bird that was snapping its beak at me as I tried to get into the door of my house. Yeah, I was struggling. What about you?
All right, listen to this. So, I always have recurring nightmares of my boyfriend cheating on me. It has never happened. He's a really good guy, but I literally would wake up punching and screaming at somebody because in my dream I end up killing someone. But I also end up calling my boyfriend in the middle of the night to cuss him out. So, you know, but we're good. It's okay.
Wow, your boyfriend must love when you do that. Our friend Paul Kiefer had a scary nightmare story to share with us.
I only remember one moment of it, but I was on the viaduct downtown, kind of closer to the southern end, and downtown was burning, and I was being crucified by the Ku Klux Klan. It just seems really improbable. Like, you know, usually nightmares are supposed to be kind of, you know, they're supposed to involve monsters, or, you know, they're supposed to involve some sort of magic, or, like, you know, something shouldn't be hyper-realistic. You know, something should be a little bit surreal. But in this case, it was just like a scene from a movie that was kind of an improbably realistic nightmare. Not that I'm, you know, at any risk of getting crucified by the Klan at the moment, but where I was, not that I was at that time, but it was bizarre.
Man, I wonder why our nightmares are so absurd. Are they supposed to be symbols or warnings for real life? I mean, what's the deal?
Nightmares can actually feed off of the negative emotions you have before you sleep, so. An article on Medical Daily said that emotions like guilt, sadness, disgust, and confusion are common, so not just fear.
Wow, well, that's depressing. All this talk about fear and nightmares reminds me of my favorite pastime, watching horror movies. Our very own Leila Kataev shared how she actually directed her own horror movie in college.
I decided to make a horror movie because I was really interested in the conventions of horror films and, like, how filmmakers can use visuals and different kinds of storytelling techniques to make an audience scared. I think it's really fun to think about how media makers can elicit a really specific reaction from the people consuming their media. We were really interested in doing a psychological thriller, so we had to think about how to make something scary without being too in your face about it. We want it to be sort of like an undercurrent of fear. So we thought a lot about how to set the mood, like what kind of music, what kind of lighting, what kinds of camera angles would work really well for that. And then we also were trying to figure out how to do it without any budget at all. So there was one scene where we had to use a bunch of watered-down ketchup for, you know, fake blood.
I want to make a horror movie. It sounds so thrilling.
April, I know you'd like to make a horror movie, but how do you feel about watching them?
I love watching horror movies. I don't know what it is, but I love the feeling of getting scared. Pop-ups are the most fun. However, I'm no longer afraid of watching the movie because my mind registers it as fake. Not like when I was younger and, you know, I was scared to shower or I couldn't sleep in the dark.
I remember watching horror movies as a kid and not being able to sleep, shower, or even look in the mirror. But now as I've grown up, I've learned to love everything horror.
I always wondered why some people enjoy watching gruesome stuff, but if that were to happen in real life, I know for a fact that we wouldn't just stand there and watch.
I know, right? Humans are sick creatures.
Anyways. Well, I know we love horror movies, but let's see what the haters think of it. Hashtag horror haters are my motivators, but I don't really talk like that.
Oh, April. Well, April's mom, Tanya, tells us her opinion on why she hates horror movies.
I despise horror movies. There is just no entertainment value. There's no joy. I get no excitement, no pleasure, nothing. They just stress me out.
I know where she's coming from, but I wouldn't want what happens in horror movie to happen in real life. But they still intrigue me because you can't control when you'll be afraid, but you can control when you're going to watch the movie.
That's so true, April. Actually, in an article on Psychology Today, Dr. Jeffrey Goldstein said almost your exact words. He said, quote, "People have the ability to pay attention as much or as little as they care to in order to control what effect it has on them, emotionally and otherwise," end quote.
I knew it. Too good.
A little too good. April, maybe this is a sign.
Yo, chills, not even like that.
I mean, how could you have known that? Maybe you're a psychic.
But we don't got time for this. But if I am psychic, then that means I know that all you listeners out there will follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/radioactiveyouthmedia.
Also, follow us on our Twitter at KUOW Radioactive.
Last but not least, subscribe to our podcast to listen to all the other amazing Radioactivians.
Special thanks to everyone we interviewed, our executive producer, Melissa, and everyone else who supported us. Well, that's all for now, folks. This is Amy Steyer saying farewell.
And April Ray is saying goodbye.
Thanks for listening to
Radio.